Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And it's always a good day when Jennifer Ennis walks in. It seems like it's always somebody's birthday whenever you come in.
I know. I'm kind of excited about the number of birthday surprises I get to be a part of.
It beats the alternative. That's all I'm saying.
It does, but you're right. It's become a reoccurring trend for us here.
Well, Jennifer is with Elder Care, and you know, a lot of folks are wondering, well, how has all this COVID up and down business been affecting elder care? Mm-hmm. But you're still running. You're still taking care of people. Still taking care of business. It's just been, like everyone else, slightly modified.
It has. You know, we're still running, and we're doing the best we can. I think that is the whole key. We are modifying
all of us are doing that.
What we can do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I always sit here and I think about our community and I'm like, what an amazing community we live in.
Indeed.
Absolutely. Because businesses have really wanted to find a way to modify so they can continue to serve. Nobody has been frustrated. I mean, if you talk to people, everyone's a little frustrated. Everyone's a little tired of the game.
A little cranky, are you saying?
A little bit. But I'm always amazed at our community and how we've kind of come in and we've collaborated and we've modified. And so I guess, even though it has nothing to do with elder care, you know, we're just so proud to be a part of this community.
Mm-hmm.
As an organization, but also as citizens, because we see all the hard work, our whole community, and we're glad to be a part of it and to also be making our own little impact in our world. So if today is one of those days that you're a little gloomy, you know, maybe it's a little bit too much, just remember, we really do live in a phenomenal community and mm-hmm. you have support. So whatever you're going through today, there is an organization or there's a neighbor who I guarantee would be more than happy to kind of help you out. So we live in a good place.
I'd say so. And, you know, yeah. And Elder Care has done a great job over the years. Not only making great partnerships, but solidifying those partnerships seemingly forever. And you guys have really done a wonderful job. And, of course, the people that we service and treat and become friends with know that all too well.
Well, and I guess it's kind of like the old saying, we're in the people business, and we really are. You know, for mm-hmm. us, it's about relationships because we're working to make aging better, to make mm-hmm. that process a little less scary and a little bit more comfortable. And that only happens if you have authentic relationships, that someone trusts you to be part of their lives and part of their family's journey and mm-hmm. part of their own journey. And so we pride ourselves on, you know, we say excellence in senior care since 1983, but that is only because our staff and our mission is to build authentic relationships, and that's with our community partners, but with everyone who walks in the door. Mm-hmm. And that's been a challenge for us these last couple of months because that's who we are. And so mm-hmm. to keep our members and our visitors kind of at arm's length to keep everyone safe has been a struggle for everybody.
Well, everyone's used to the close camaraderie, and we have to adjust a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think our seniors are the ones that are adjusting probably a little bit better than most. They've seen a few things.
They have seen a few things, and they are adjusting. And, you know, everyone we talk to is so kind and generous, and mm-hmm. they understand what we're doing and why we have certain measures in place and why we're not doing anything.
Sure.
Doesn't mean it doesn't get old. It just means they understand. And so that's our whole goal, is we believe that for the people we serve and the families we serve, for us, taking mm-hmm. a reopening completely very slow, very snail's pace for us is really key. And so, you know, we've had our care management running this whole time. We've had our Brighter Living employees who go out in the home. They help with housekeeping and meal preparation and transportation. Mm-hmm. They've never stopped. We've kept going. And then for temporarily, you know, we close down our daybreak and we close down our social networking and our physical therapy. And then the last probably month and two, we've opened some of those things back up. So, but slowly, yes. And so our physical therapy is still seeing patients right now. Mm-hmm. We're doing it one-on-one. We've always done it one-on-one. So that's always good for us. But it's a little different. Everyone's a little separated out a little bit to give some more space. Because mm-hmm. physical therapy is exercise. So you're getting that heart rate up. You're kind of breathing heavy. And so just in case you need to cough, that's fine. It's probably just because you were, you know, exerting yourself.
Yes.
But person across the room, they might feel a little uneasy if they're too close. So we mm-hmm. kind of distanced you just a little bit more so you feel comfortable.
Sure.
And so if you are still looking for physical therapy, no, it's still going on in elder care. It just looks a little bit different. We don't see quite as many people a day, but we still see a maximum number, and we're still, you know, getting you through your treatment and taking new patients. So we encourage you, if that's where you're at, if you have been sitting on the couch for a few months, if you've been working in your yard because it's been nice and you pulled a weed and realized you might have pulled something else, if you
that
are,
happens.
It happens. As we get older, you reach for something wrong and you're like, what is that new sensation?
It didn't happen last summer.
Exactly. Maybe you've gone ahead and gotten that knee replacement you know, hip surgery that you maybe put off at the first of the year because we weren't really doing what they classify as non-essential surgeries. Mm-hmm. And now those are being available now. So maybe you've done that. You need post-op care. We're there for you for physical therapy. If you are realizing your balance is not what it used to be,
yep.
Then we can help with that too. Another thing I think a lot of individuals forget is that physical therapy can really help with vertigo. And that's
That's something a lot of younger people don't realize.
Yes.
That sometimes balance is not a given all the time. Mm-hmm. The older we get.
Yeah, and so if you're having a vertigo issue, if you're getting that dizzy when you stand up, the room is kind of spinning, then just know physical therapy can help. And our director of physical therapy, Josh, is really good at vertigo treatment, and we try and slip people in very quickly. Mm-hmm. Because we know when you hit that first symptom of mm-hmm. vertigo, you can't wait 2 weeks to get it fixed. Like, you can't just be put off.
No.
That's a really serious inconvenience to your life. You feel horrible. You need to get better quickly. And mm-hmm. so we try and make those appointments pretty priority because we know how miserable you are. But not just miserable, but if you can't get in and you try and walk and you fall, you're really at a risk. And so vertigo for us is a really big kind of get in quickly, let's get it taken care of, and let's get you to a place where you're safe. But really, you also don't see the room spinning anymore.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to things like that, that's an essential. That's a safety thing. That's something that you got to take care of quickly. We're talking with Jennifer Ennis here mm-hmm. with Elder Care. And how can people get a hold of Elder Care for any questions they might have?
Yeah, well, you can always call us. So we're answering our phones now all day long. You know, for mm-hmm. a while, it was kind of modified a little bit. Mm-hmm. We just weren't seeing as many. But 8 to 5, you can call us at 918-336-8500. When we pick up the phone, you know, if you just need to talk, we're there. If you have a specific question, we'd be happy to refer you to those departments. You can check us out on Facebook. We try and keep all of our content up to date there. You can call us and give us your email address, mm-hmm. and we're starting more frequent email blasts with really important information. So if you want to be part of that newsletter kind of thing, give us a call. We'll write down your email. We'll get you put on there. And then, of course, we have a website. It's www.abouteldercare.org, and all of our information is on there. There's a contact button. You can email us, or if you can't remember the phone number, but you can the email address, mm-hmm. find our phone number on there.
Well, Jennifer, you know, one thing I've noticed during this COVID era, as I guess I call it, is that our seniors, you know, prior to it, they've kind of, you know, dabbled around on the computer a little mm-hmm. bit, some more than others. But now more and more our seniors are becoming rather good.
They
navigate very, very well on this computer thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, giving out that that website address is not a frightening thing.
No, not anymore. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, Tom, the one thing I kind of wanted to talk about today, too, was we kind of talked about being a slow pace when reopening. You know, we've got our daybreak facility open for our adult day health, and we have participants. If you know, need something like our daybreak, we are taking a wait list. So as we start adding numbers slowly, we'll start taking people mm-hmm. off the wait list. But I say all of that really to say, we're starting to think at the end of the year. We're starting to think, how do we start moving and moderating what we used to do at the end of the year? What about those Medicare Part D appointments?
Oh, yes.
What about our flu shots? You know, we are committed to the safety of everybody that comes in our building. We're committed to the safety of our senior population and our community. So please know that we're already in works to think, how do we modify these things that are so important to the people we serve? you know, getting those Medicare D appointments, those are really important. So how are we going to do that? And then how are we going to help our community get flu shots? Because it's going to be just as important, if not more, this year to get your flu shot than it might be any other year, because you want to prevent a secondary illness.
Yeah.
In a world where we're a little, you know,
iffy on the first one.
Exactly. Just know we're thinking about it. We don't have all the answers yet, but we're committed to those things still at Elder Care. And mm-hmm. hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll roll out what our plan is mm-hmm. so that the community knows that we're here still to serve. And those are really important for us. And we're going to start really thinking about the end of the year. I know it sounds crazy in August because mm-hmm. we're thinking school's starting. But it takes time to plan and think about it. Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about a pretty good-sized population.
Yeah. Well, and we do about 1,500 flu shots a year. So how are we going to still do that? And we're committed to the same number, if not more, if our community needs more. But we're going to have to, it's going to look a little different, just like everything you do now. You go to Walmart, looks a little different. When you come to Elder Care for your flu shot, it's going to look a little different.
The radio station looks a lot different.
Yeah, I love this little plastic thing. Absolutely. So everything looks a little different, but we're just as committed as we always have been. So know that we'll start really communicating what that plan is so you can kind of take it in, understand, ask questions now, well before then.
And once again, get up on the email that Jennifer mm-hmm. announced a little bit ago, the email blast. Always check it about eldercare.org.
Yes.
And also keep it right here to K1, because we're gonna make sure that everybody knows that too. Yeah. We're seeing in other places, other communities, where there was some concern about the flu shot, that people might forget about the flu mm-hmm. shot because they're worried about the coronavirus. Yes. And we don't want people to forget about it. No. You have it, and we're working on a plan right
we're
now.
We're working
to make
on
it
a
safe.
Plan. And what I would say to anybody is that getting it, especially as you are 65 or older or you have children, is going to mm-hmm. be just as important. The difference is you just need to modify it, making sure we're providing enough safety and making sure we're providing enough opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so maybe, you know, there's a lot of options that we're looking at, but we know that it may feel uncomfortable to go in somewhere and get a flu shot or to do that. But we also know that the small risk that you take to go do that mm-hmm. is going to outweigh the bigger risk if you choose not to do it, mm-hmm. Kind of thing. So that's probably something we'll talk about quite frequently over the next couple months, because we strongly believe that those flu shots will be really key this year, and we're committed to doing that very well. Yes.
You know, we got a little bit of summer left. We have this nice little week of spring here.
Ooh, love that. Yeah.
But how are we doing with our cool room?
Our cool room project. Yeah. So it's been really great this year. You know, we've actually loaned out most of our air conditioner units for the cool room project.
Do you need more?
We can always use more. Absolutely. Okay. So if you would like to make a financial contribution, it costs us about $130 to purchase and kind of get it into stock. Mm-hmm. We do have a couple left. So if you, again, it's going to get hotter here. It's not.
Yeah. Usually till about October-ish.
It is.
It stays hot here in Oklahoma.
Yeah, this week was a false thing. It's not going to go away.
Yeah.
So if in this time you haven't heard, we loan mm-hmm. out air conditioning units to anybody 60 or older in our community mm-hmm. who doesn't have central air, who might need a cool place in their house to, put a window unit in. Or maybe you have central air and it's broken and it's going to take a couple weeks to get it fixed and to moderate, because that is a real possibility. Any one of those situations, we loan out air conditioning units for free. Mm-hmm. You have to install it yourself or have a family member
safely install it. Yeah.
Yes. You have to come pick it up from us.
Or have a family member.
Or have a family member come pick it up. And we are doing curbside service. So you call us. We take all your information on the phone. You show up. We bring it out. We put it in the car for you. And so this time you may not need a family member to come help, because typically we've asked you to come in and come get it. Mm. We're going to load it for you because that's safer for both of us. If we put it in your trunk for you, you didn't have to come too close to me. I didn't have to come too close to you. You might need the family member when you get home. kind of thing. But it's we've got a couple in stock still. So if you are in that situation, please give us a call. We know heat-related illnesses are really high as you get older. Your body doesn't regulate that temperature like it used to. Uh-huh. So you don't maybe sweat like you used to. That's just a normal part of aging, and you might need a little boost there.
A little help. Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of help, once again, let's remind the folks who tuned in a little bit late how they can find out more about elder care.
Yeah. So, you can always give us a call on the phone, 918-336-8500. That's our main number. You can check us out on Facebook. It's just Washington County Elder Care, or you type in elder care, it will pop mm-hmm. up for you. You can call. When you call, you can give us an email address on the phone, and we'd be happy to put you on our email list. And then there is also our website, which is abouteldercare.org. Find out all the information about that Cool Room project, about our Daybreak program. If you're thinking, maybe I do want on the wait list. If you're thinking, I might need some help at home with housekeeping or transportation, our Brighter Living services might be great. A lot of families are leaning on Brighter Living right now because their family members are out of the state. And so they used to come in frequently and visit mom and dad or visit grandma and grandpa, and they're not doing those things anymore. And so there's this gap. And it's like, what do? We can help fill that gap. So if you are in any of those situations where you're like, something's missing, there's a part that I'm really struggling with, I don't know what to do, give us a call. We just want to talk to you, and we can help advise. What's your next step? What's the plan? Where do you want to go? What do you need filled? Mm-hmm. Can we help, or do we know somebody else that can help? And so you can see all that on our website. You can hit the little contact button, send us an email if you want. There's lots of ways to reach us. We're there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Emails come in all the time.
Very good. Jennifer Annis, thank you for being with us. Jennifer, with Elder Care right here on K1, the one you trust.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of pre-arranging your own funeral service so your family won't